holding on Kuf Beis Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom. Gufa, getting back to we said before, Yom Tov Shechal Liyos Achar Shabbos. If Yom Tov comes out on Matzoy Shabbos, so we need both Kiddush and Havdalah, what order do we do things in? Now, you have a few different considerations to consider, which is why you're going to have many different opinions. Among them, one of the major considerations is what comes first, Kiddush or Havdalah? And there are svaras either way, because there's a svara to say that you should make Kiddush first and then Havdalah, because if you make Havdalah first, then Rashbam says, number one, it makes it look like Shabbos is a burden and you want to get it over with. The first reason Rashbam gives rather is because Kiddush is more important than Havdalah, than saying that the previous one has gone out. So even though we're talking about Kiddush for Yom Tov, and Yom Tov is less important than Shabbos, but nevertheless, the logic is according to that nevertheless bringing in the Yom Tov, bringing the Yom Tov in with Kiddush, is more important than escorting Shabbos out. The other way of looking at it is exactly the other way around. The Gemara is going to bring on Kuf Yomel Amud Aleph a mashal for it. That you have if a king is leaving and a duke or a minister or whatever is coming, you first escort out the king, only then you go greet the minister. So therefore, the same logic, you should be doing Havdalah first to escort Shabbos out, and then you should be doing Kiddush in order to welcome Yom Tov in. So that's one big issue. And then there are a few other ones, which is going to result in seven or eight different opinions over here. So Rav Amar Yakna. So Rav says, leaving aside for the moment Shechyanu, because as the Gemara said before, we're talking about, for example, we're talking about Shvi or Achron Shal Pesach, where there is no Shechyanu. So you just have four brachas to deal with. So Rav says the order should be, as we do, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. What you're doing essentially is, according to him, you don't want to put Havdalah first, because again, first of all, Kiddush is more important than Havdalah. And second of all, you don't want to look like Yom Tov, like Shabbos is burdensome and you want to get rid of it as fast as possible. So therefore you have, so first wine and then Kiddush, which is the usual, which is always how we do it. You have in fact Machlokes b'Shama b'Hillel about that, whether the bracha of Kiddush comes before the bracha of the wine, but the halacha is like b'Hillel as usual. After that, then you continue with the regular order of Havdalah, where you always have first the bracha on the candle, then the bracha on Mavdil. So therefore it comes out the order Yakna. And then, as we talked about yesterday, the Rashbam and Tosfos discussed, why don't we have Besamim in such a case? The Rashbam says the reason is because on Yom Tov you have a Nishama Yisera as well, so you don't need Besamim. Tosfos objects that in that case, on a regular Matzah Yom Tov, you should need Besamim. And Tosfos says, no, on Yom Tov you don't have a Nishama Yisera, but it's made up for by the extra food and drink that you're eating on Yom Tov. Therefore, on a Matzah Shabbos going into Yom Tov, you don't need Besamim because you have that instead. And on a Matzah Yom Tov, you don't need Besamim either because you didn't have an Neshama Yisera in the first place. Okay, so that's Rav. Ushmul Amar Yanhak. Shmuel says what you do is you switch around, you switch things around. Now, he holds you have to have Havdalah before Kiddush, because again, like the marshal that we're going to say soon about the king and the minister, first you have to escort out the king with Shabbos by saying Havdalah for Shabbos. Only then can you say Kiddush and welcome in the Yom Tov. So therefore, Havdalah has to come before Kiddush. Now, so that being the case then, so Shmuel figures, just do the regular order of Havdalah first. The regular order of Havdalah would be wine, then the Ner, then Havdalah. Since you're not doing Besamim, then you only have those three. And then once you're doing that, then you stick Kiddush on to the end. So therefore, because that's the order that comes out. The Rabba Amar Yahanak. Rabba says Yahanak, Yayin Havdalah, Ner Kiddush. Namely, basically he holds like Rav that you should have something between Kiddush and Havdalah. Rav had put Ner between Kiddush and Havdalah. Now we said Rav's reason for that had just been because he figures that you do Kiddush and then afterwards you do Havdalah in its normal order, which is Ner and then Havdalah. But Rabba points out also what that accomplishes is it also has the benefit that you're putting something between Kiddush and Havdalah, which makes sense, because after all, Kiddush and Havdalah sort of contradict each other. Kiddush, you're saying that this day is holy, and Havdalah, you're saying, but it's not as holy as Shabbos. So therefore, you ought to have something between them. So Rabbi says, in that case, put the ner between them. You do have to have the wine first, because Tadir, Vashena Tadir, Tadir Kodim, and the bracha on wine is the most Tadir out of all of them. So you put wine first, then you put Havdalah because we want to escort out Shabbos first. Then we don't want to have that Havdalah is being contradicted by Kiddush, so therefore we put Ner in between, and then Kiddush at the end. The Levi Amakniya, Levi says that you put Kiddush, Ner, Yayin, and Havdalah. Now he holds you don't put wine first, because the problem with putting wine first is then, according to Rav's way of doing things, for example, you have wine and Havdalah are very far apart. And when you get down to it, really, Havdalah is more connected with wine than Kiddush is. Because after all, Kiddush in principle you can make on bread, whereas Havdalah you can only make on wine. So therefore Levi wants you to have the wine as close as possible to Havdalah. So therefore his last two are Yud and He in order to have wine right before Havdalah. But he does agree with Rav that Kiddush should be before Havdalah, not like Shmuel and Rabbah who say that Havdalah should come first. So therefore he puts Kiddush first. And then he puts in there, and that way also it has the advantage. Again, this way Kiddush and Havdalah are not contradicting each other. You have as much as possible separation between them with Ner and Yayin. But he puts Ner first because he wants Yayin to be as close as possible to Havdalah, because Havdalah is more mainly on wine. The Rashbam mentions that Rashbam brings a girsa that flips those two around, that has Levi before Rabbah, and the logic of it is that usually in the Gemara you always have Rav and Shmuel and Levi with Chaverim, and they always go together. Rabbah is a later generation, and he also brings from Yerushalmi that seems to say as much. On the other hand, Tosfos says maybe not. What we're doing is we want to put together all the Amoraim who start with Yayin first. So we have Rav's Yachna and Shmuel's Yanahak and Rabbah's Yahanak. Only then do we go on to the ones, including Levi, who put Kiddush first. As far as the second point that the Rashbam says that according to Levi, we want to have Yayin as close as possible to Havdalah, because Havdalah can't be made on bread. Kiddush could. Now Tosfos learns later on in the Perek that actually you're not allowed to make Kiddush on bread. Now that's not the halacha. The halacha is we are allowed to make Kiddush on bread. We just, you know, in general, other things being equal, we make it on wine. But Tosfos holds, I mean, Tam holds later, that you can't make Kiddush on bread either. So in that case, then what's the advantage of Havdalah over Kiddush? So he says, what it is if you have wine too far away from Havdalah, then people are not going to realize that the wine is connected with Havdalah at all. They're going to think it only has to do with Kiddush for Kavod Yom Tov, and they're not going to realize the wine is there for Havdalah, which after all, Havdalah is there for the Kavod of Shabbos. Okay, Rabbanon Amri Kina. Then the Rabbanon say a fourth possibility, which is Kiddush Yayin Ner Havdalah. So again, they want Kiddush before Havdalah. Again, they also want that wine should be closer to Havdalah, so that wine should be before Havdalah, more than before Kiddush. So we put Kiddush first, and then we do the regular order of Havdalah Yayin Ner and Havdalah. Or again, it's the same, similar to with Levi, we want to have Kiddush and Havdalah as far apart as possible, so we put two things between them. So basically, these Rabbanon are doing very much like Shmuel, except sort of the other way around. Shmuel had said, do the whole order of Havdalah first, then stick Kiddush in at the end, because he holds you have to have Havdalah before Kiddush. The Rabbanon are saying pretty much exactly the opposite. They're saying, do Kiddush first, because after all, Kiddush is more important than Havdalah, and you don't want to look like Shabbos is a burden, and you want to get rid of it. And then after Kiddush, then do the order of Havdalah regular. Okay. So that's five so far. Then Ma'abred Rabbana Amar Nekia. Then Ma'abred Rabbana says a sixth one. You put the Ner first. Ner, Kiddush, Yayin, and Havdalah. So again, he wants Kiddush before Havdalah, like Rav. He agrees with that, Svara. He wants wine to be before Havdalah for the reason that we said, because Kiddush can be made on wine and Havdalah can't. So now what he does is, so why does he move the Nair first? Is because after all, when you get down to it, you do have Hana from the Nair before anything else. So therefore, now on a regular Matzah Shabbos, fine, you would put wine first because Todir v'she'enei Todir. But here in this case, Ma'abred Rabbana says you're anyway not putting wine first because again, we want to have wine as close as possible to Havdalah. So therefore you put Ner at the beginning, then Kiddush. So you put Ner at the beginning in order to, because it's the first one that you have Hana from, then Kiddush, because Kiddush is more important, then wine, then Havdalah. And that way that way the wine is close to Havdalah. And a seventh one, Marta Oma Meshmed Rabbi Yeshua Nihak, that you have Ner Yayin Havdalah Kiddush. So he holds again like Shmuel and like Rabbah and a couple of the other ones that you have to have Havdalah before Kiddush. So therefore, again, he says, let's have the Ner first because after all, not only it's not just that you have Hana from the Ner first, but also when you get down to it, the bracha on the Ner doesn't really require wine at all. As yesterday we were saying that after all, the halacha is besamim and Ner, technically you could say them anytime. The first thing you see a Ner on Matzah Shabbos, you can make the bracha on it. So we do it as part of Havdalah, because once you say in the bracha on Havdalah, then already you can stick the bracha on Ner in there as well. But there's no intrinsic connection between Ner and a cup of wine. So therefore, so Marta and Rabbi Yeshua is saying then that you put Ner first, then you have wine and Havdalah, because again, wine should go together with Havdalah, and then Kiddush at the end, because first you're going to have Havdalah to escort out the king, and then you're going to have Kiddush to welcome in the minister. So Shalach, now the way we have it in the Gemara over here in front of us, Nihak, it seems that the Rashbam did not have that Girsa. It seems that he had Nihik, Ner Havdalah Yayin Kiddush, just like we're going to say in a couple of lines, quoting in the name of Rabbi Shor ben Hananya, because he doesn't give an explanation for why you would have the order Ner Yayin Havdalah Kiddush. In the back of the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz has a discussion of it and says and gives that reason that I was saying. Okay, Shalach le'avur de Shmuel le'Rebbe. So Avur de Shmuel sent Rebbe a message. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu Seder Havdalos Heach. Let our Rebbe teach us what is the proper order of Havdalos when Yom Tov comes out on Matzah Shabbos. A Shalach le. So he sent back a message to him. Kach Amar Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi Sh'amar Mishum Aviv. This is what Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi said in the name of his father Rabbi Yosi. Sh'amar Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Hananya, who in turn said it in the name of Rabbi Shmuel ben Hananya. The order is Nehik Ner Havdalah Yayin Kiddush. So again, he's saying that you want to have Havdalah. He's saying you want to have Havdalah before Kiddush, and therefore you put wine between them. And that way, first of all, you have a separation between them, because again, Kiddush and Havdalah sort of contradict each other. And on the other hand, this way also, you have that the wine belongs equally to both of them. This way, after all, Kiddush, L'chatchila, should be set on wine as well. Havdalah has to be set on wine. Again, according to Rabbi Natan, both of them have to be set on wine. So therefore, he says, put the wine between them, and that way it applies equally to both of them. Okay, so we have seven or eight different opinions. Amar Rav Chanina Moshel to Rabbi Shimon Hananya. So Rav Chanina says, let me give you a moshel to explain Rabbi Shimon Hananya's opinion about why you have Havdalah before Kiddush. And this will also explain, therefore, Shmuel's and Rabbah's opinions. If you have a king leaving town and the minister is coming in, first you escort out the king, and then you go to greet the minister. So the same way, Shabbos being more important than Yom Tov, you want to do Havdalah first to escort Shabbos out, and then you want to have Kiddush to welcome in the Yom Tov. Whereas again, Rav and Levi and then several other ones who put Kiddush first, their view of it is that we don't want to have Havdalah first because Kiddush is more important than Havdalah, even if we're talking Kiddush for Yom Tov and Havdalah for Shabbos, and also because we don't want it to look like Shabbos is a burden and we want it to end as fast as possible. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My Havyalo." What's the bottom line? What is the act? What is the halacha in the end? In particular, when we need now all this time we've been talking about on Shvi or Achron Shal Pesach, where there's no Shechiyon. What about now? Where do we put in Shechiyon in all of this? So Abaya Amar Yak Zina, V'Rava Amar Yak Nehaz. So both of them follow Rav. Both of them use Rav's order of Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah. But now they argue, what do we do with Shechiyon? Abaya says, look, I mean, Shechiyonu has more to do with Kiddush and Havdalah. After all, there's nothing about Havdalah per se that you would say Shechiyonu for it. So therefore, what you do is you do the order of Kiddush first. You're starting to make Kiddush. So you do Yayin Kiddush, which is the regular order of Kiddush on Yom Tov. And then you put in Zman, because just like on a regular Yom Tov on a weeknight, you would say Yayin Kiddush and Zman. So therefore, you do that first, and then you put in Ner and Havdalah at the end. Whereas Rava says Yak Nahaz, because Rava says, you know what, we always have Shechiyonu is at the end. So here also Shechiyonu should be at the end. And the reason for that is, why do we put Shechiyonu only at the end, is because after all, Shechiyonu also is one of those brachas, you don't have to technically say it on Kiddush. You could, in theory, be walking around on the street when Yom Tov begins and say Shechiyonu then. We don't do that, of course, we say it in Kiddush. The closest we have to that is Yom Kippur night, seeing as how there's no Kiddush, then we say Shechiyonu in Shul. But there's nothing intrinsic about Shechiyonu that it has to be tied to Kiddush. So therefore Rava says that you stick it in, at the end. And Vehilchasa Karava, and the halacha is like Rava, so we do Yak Nahaz. Tosfos points out, I mean, we always know that when you have a machlokas, Abaya and Rava, the halacha is like Rava. Why do we need to mention that over here? The reason is because we just had five or six other Amiroyim and Tanoim who are arguing on it and giving different opinions. So therefore, here we need to stress that the halacha is like like Rava. Okay. Interesting little tidbit, by the way. They have these various illustrated haggadahs from the Middle Ages that they have in different libraries and collections over around the world. They have, in the haggadah, they have Kiddush, and of course, if one of the Sedarim is on Motzei Shabbos, like it is this year, then they have the order of Yak Nahaz as well. There are some of those haggadahs where they illustrated that page with a picture of people hunting a rabbit. And for a lot of people hunting rabbits, and for a long time nobody could figure out what's the connection. Is it Stam that the artist happened to have that picture in his repertoire and therefore decided to include it? Until somebody figured out eventually that in German and Yiddish the words for hunting rabbits is Yagen Haz. So either what it is the illustrator or whoever commissioned the illustrations was an Amal Aretz and didn't actually know what Yak Nahaz stood for. So he thought it meant Yak Nahaz, or the illustrator or whoever commissioned the illustrations had a sense of humor and did it as a pun. Okay. So now continuing on the topic of Havdalah, now the Gemara is going to tell us.
Where was that?
This is in various illustrated Haggadahs from Germany or from Germany or Alsace or whatever from the Middle Ages.
Like that.
Okay, so now more on the topic of the order of Havdalah. The Gemara says Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla lebei Rava. Rav Huna bar Yehuda one time visited Rava's house. Aisul kamayu mor of something, and they brought them for Havdalah. They brought them a candle and spices. Borich Rava ab somim bereisha v'hoder amor. So first, Rava. Rava first made the bracha on the besamim, like we do, and then he made the bracha on the candle. Amalei, so Rav Huna bar Yehuda says to him, why are you doing that? Don't we find in a Mishnah in brachas that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree about the order of the other brachas, but they both agree that Ner comes first and then besamim? Umayi, where do we have that Mishnah? It's not a Mishnah in Brachas. Now, the case we're talking about over there is, suppose that a person, we talked about yesterday, the case where a person was eating on Shabbos afternoon, he was eating Shalosh Shudas, his meal lasted long, his meal lasted all the way until it's time for Havdalah, and he only has one cup of wine, so he needs that cup of wine for Havdalah, but he also needs it for the cup of wine for benching. This is according to the opinion that Birkas Amazon Tu'una Kos, which we discussed about that yesterday. said, what order should he do the brachas in? So Beis Shammai says, Ner Umazon Besamim V'Havdalah. Beis Shammai says, first the bracha on the candle, then Birkas Amazon, and you make Hagafen at the end, but you don't drink the wine yet. Then Besamim. And then Vahabdallah, and then the Bracha Abdallah, and then you drink the wine. Or Basil Alaymin, Basil says, I agree you put Nair first. Ubisamim, then you put Basamim after that. So again, we see that both Bishama and Basilil hold that Basamim goes after Nair. Umazin, only then do you do the Birkas Amazin, Vahavdallah, and then you do the Bracha of Havdallah. So you see, says Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, that both of them hold Nair comes before Basamim. Why are you doing Basamim first? On the Rava Basre, so Rava responded after him, V'omar, and he said, Zudivir Rav Meir. That is what Rav Meir says. That's Rabbi Meir's version of the machlokes of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Aval Rabbi Yehuda Omer, but Rabbi Yehuda says in a brisa that no, the machlokes is different. The order that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said is different. Loi nechalku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel ala mazin shor b'tchilo v'al avdala shi b'sof. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel did not disagree. They both agreed that that Birkas HaMazin goes first, because after all, he was chayev in it first, and that Havdala, and that the bracha of Havdala goes at the end, because again, if you put the bracha Havdala earlier, then it looks like Shabbos is a burden and you're eager to get rid of it. The only machlokes is about the two brachas in the middle. Where do they go? Bishamai says first the candle, then the spices. And Basil says the candle is the besamim first, then the candle. And Rabbi Yechanan says that people are noyig, like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Hillel. So therefore, so Rabbi says, so that's why I made the bracha. Now, in our case, we're not talking that I have only one cup of wine, so we don't need to figure out where we put mazin in over there, but we do still need ner or besamim. And yeah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel are the ones who say besamim first, then ner, and therefore Rabbi says, that's what I did. And that's the halacha, that's the order we do it in. The simon they say for it, the simon for the order of brachas in Havdalah on a regular Matzah Shabbos is Yavne, Yayin, Besamim, Ner, and then Havdalah. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to tell another story involving a visitor to Rava's house who was asking him about different things he was doing. The first couple of things, we're going to have three different things that he asks him. The first two don't have anything to do directly with Matzoi Shabbos. It so happened that he visited on Shabbos afternoon and these first two things took place then, but they don't intrinsically have to do with the halachas of Shabbos. But then he stayed on until Matzoi Shabbos, and then it came time for Havdalah. And then Rava was saying Havdalah, and Rabbi Yaakov Abba asked him about a couple of details about how he's saying Havdalah, which is why this is in our sugya. So the Gemara starts off, Rabbi Yaakov Abba ikla lebei Rava. Rabbi Yaakov Abba one time visited Rava's house. Chazia deborich boi priagofen akosa kama. So he saw that it was on Shabbos, and he ate his Shabbos meal. Then he made Berta Priagofen on the first cup of, meaning of Kiddush. Then he had the meal. Then he said a brach. Then they ate. Then they benched. And then after benching, he said the bracha, Berta Priagofen, on the cup of wine that he drank after benching. Be'ishti, and then he drank. Omalei, so Rabbi Yaakov Abba asked him, Lomalach Kulehai, why do you need to do that? Why do you need a second bracha? Why do you need a bracha for the cup of wine after benching? Ha-Borich Lonmar Chodazimna. You already made the bracha once, and the bracha ha-gofen on the bracha ha-gofen on the wine for Kiddush covers all of the wine that you're going to drink, during the meal. So Tosfos points out, actually, now you do have, there is a Mishnah in Brachos that mentions that says if you make a bracha on wine before the meal, then it paters wine after the meal, but that primarily means wine that you drink after the meal before benching, because they used to do that in those days. But here, Rava made a bracha on the cup of wine after benching. So Rabbi Yaakov Abba asks him, why isn't that covered by the bracha of Kiddush as well?
But simply, once you bench,
you would think once you bench, it should be obvious. But we're going to see it's not so obvious. We're going to see it's not so obvious. Hold on. Yeah. So Omalei, so Rava tells him, I'll tell you why. Ki havein and beresh kolosa hachi avdinan. When we used to eat by the household of the resh kolosa, this is what we would do. We would make the bracha at the end. We would make the separate bracha at the end on the cup of wine after benching. Amalei, said Rabbi Yaakov Abba, tells him, that's no raya. Tenach beresh galusa. I can understand why in the household of the resh galusa you do that. Dehochi ovid, that you do it that way. That makes sense because the suffik maisilon, suffik loy maisilon. Because in the house of the resh galusa, you don't know how much wine they're going to be giving you. They might not give you any more wine. So you don't know. So when you make the bracha on Kiddush, you don't necessarily have in mind the last cup. So therefore, it's like the beginning of the Suda. So therefore, you'd have to make a new bracha. Tosfos asks that, wait a second, in that case, we still see that Rava is only making two brachas, one on Kiddush and one on the wine after benching. If we're talking in the house of the Resh Galusa, we don't know how much wine they're going to be serving, then he should have to make a bracha on the cups of wine in the middle of the meal also. And Bepashtos, Rava drank wine with his meal also, and in the house of the Resh Galusa they did. So rather, Tosfos says, no, the wine during the Suda, sure, even in the house of the Resh Galusa, you don't need to make a bracha on it because fine, you know they have plenty of wine. But when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, they don't give a cup of wine to everybody. They only give a cup of wine to whoever's leading benching. So now you don't know, am I actually going to receive wine from that or not? In other words, Tosfos is saying that when Rava is saying, when we were at the household of the Resh Galusa, Rava himself wouldn't necessarily have been the one who's leading benching. One of the other Chachamim were, or the Resh Galusa himself would. And then they're passing around the cup, but there's a lot of people over there. Not necessarily is everybody going to get from it. Therefore, if they happen to get from it, they would have to make another bracha. So therefore, Rava is saying, by that logic then, that you have to make a bracha on the wine after Birkas HaMazon. So Rava is generalizing from that, but Rabbi Yaakov Abba is saying no, only in that kind of case where you don't know whether you're going to be receiving anything from that cup because it's being passed around the table and there's a lot of people, would you have to say a bracha if you did actually get some because you didn't have it in mind from before. But in this case, you're in your own house. You're the one leading benching, so you know you have a cup of wine. You know to begin with that you're going to have a cup of wine for benching. So still, why are you making a bracha on that cup? Amalei, so Rava answers him, "Ano avdi talmidei de Rav," because actually what it is I'm following the shitta of the talmidim of Rav. Namely, we have a story. Rav Bruna and Rav Chananel, talmidei de Rav, have a yos v'bisurdasa. Rav Bruna and Rav Chananel, who were talmidim of Rav. We're one time sitting at a Suda, Koi Alai Rabbi Yeva Sava, and Rabbi Yeva Sava was standing and serving them. He was their waiter. So after a while, after they'd been eating for a while, Omrule, they said to him, Hav lon v'nivrich, give us the cup of wine and let us bench. Which is like, well, in the Siddur, we have that is the nusach to introduce mezuman. We also have that it says oy beloshen Ashkenaz rabbeis mevel invention, but the original is havlon benirich, which means give us the cup of wine and we will make and we will bench. L'soif omrulei havlon benishti. Then they changed their mind and said, you know what? Actually, give us more to drink. And Omalahu, Rabbi Yeva Sava, being a Tamar Chacham, was able to tell them, Hochi Omar Rav, you should know this is what Rav said, Kiven da Amritu, Havlon Benivrich, once you said that, come, let's bench, then Itzir Lachula Mishti. Then at this point, you are not allowed to drink. Meaning, in other words, that we see that having in mind that they're going to bench is considered being Masiach Das, and therefore they need to make a bracha again. Now you have a machloikus over here, a machloikus rishonim. What do we mean itzira l'chol mishti? Does it mean that if they want to drink some more, they just need to make a bracha bore priagofen? They don't actually need to bench. They just need to make a new bracha bore priagofen. Or the other possibility is that they actually need to, when we say that itzir l'chol mishti means they would actually need to bench and only then make a new bracha on the cup of wine. So because suffik brachas lahakol, so we say you don't need to bench, but you would need to make a new bracha on the cup of wine because you were masiach das by saying havlon benivrich. You have a further machlokas also, by the way, whether that applies to eating as well. Does that this that we're saying we're having over here in the Gemara that we're saying that the that saying we're going to bench breaks up the drinking? But what about if they had decided we want to eat some more? Would they also have to make a new bracha on it so that you have a further machlokas rishonim on that? The Rambam holds you would. The Rambam holds you would. A number of other rishonim hold you don't. And again, because safek brachas lahakol, so you wouldn't make a new bracha on that. But l'chatchila, you shouldn't put yourself in that situation. It does say in Shulchan Aruch what you shouldn't do in that case is bench and then make a new bracha, because that could be a bracha levatola. So l'chatchila, don't put yourself in that situation. But if you did, you decided to bench and then you changed your mind and decided to eat some more, then you don't make a new bracha because safek brachas lahakol. And also then, if as a result of your new eating, you're thirsty as well, then fine, you're allowed to drink without making a new bracha as well, because the drinking is tofel to the eating.
So in other words, after brachas and mazon, it does not necessarily go on the wine.
Right. So in other words, right. So So what we see is, in other words, Birkas HaMazon is considered being Masiach Das. Therefore, they do need to make a bracha. So it is. So benching is breaking up things. So now, like you said before, you benched. So therefore, obviously, you should need to make a new bracha on the wine. Now we see it's not necessarily so obvious. Rabbi Brunner and Rabbi Hananel didn't realize it. Rabbi Yaakov Abba didn't realize it. But yeah, we're saying that once we said I'm going to bench, so even if you didn't actually bench yet, then you would need to make a new bracha on the wine you're going to drink. So therefore, Allah has kama v'kama that if you actually benched. If you actually benched, then you would need to make a new bracha. The Rashbam also discusses, by the way, in this connection, and Tosfos discusses it further. So what happens if you're drinking wine after the Suda before benching? Then you don't need to make a separate bracha. You don't need to make a separate after bracha for the wine. Benching will pater it. The Rashbam brings a kavachomer for it. Tosfos says the kavachomer is not necessarily a valid kavachomer, but they go on to say that maybe anyway, because maybe the wine is considered dvorim aborim machmas asoda. It really gets into the question of whether that wine is considered dvorim aborim machmas asoda or not.
You're making a bracha at the end, would that be suffer bakal lahakel, or will it come out to be lahakel?
So suffik brachas lahakel just means that if you have a suffik whether to make a bracha, then you don't say it. So in this case, if you were eating a soda and drinking, and then you decided to bench, and then like these Talmidim of Rav, they want to drink again, they definitely need to make a first bracha again. That's what Rabbi Yehuda Sava is telling them. Whether they need to also bench first, whether they're not allowed to drink anymore until they bench first, that's a machlokas. And we say suffik brachas lahakol, so therefore you don't bench. And then again, you have a different machlokas. Does this apply? Does all of this apply only to drinking, or does it also only apply, or does it also apply to eating? And again, safek brachas lahakol tells us that you don't make the bracha. So practically speaking, what it means is, so if you're eating, you decide that you're going to bench, then you change your mind. So practically speaking, for drinking, you would have to make a new bracha bor priya gofen, but for eating, you wouldn't have to make a new bracha at all. And either way, you don't have to bench until afterwards. So Rabbi Yehuda Sava tells them, so you're also to drink. My timer, das chitu, da taichu, because you were masiach das from drinking, and therefore now when you make a bracha hagofen, therefore now when you want to drink some more, you have to make a new bracha hagofen. So Rava tells Rabbi Yaakov Abba, same idea then, that we already said we're going to bench and then we actually benched, therefore that's considered being Masiach Das. And therefore now when we're going to drink a cup of wine after benching, it's not covered by the original bracha on Kiddush, and therefore I need to make a new bracha. And the Gemara digresses a bit from the story of Rava and Rabbi Yaakov Abba to tell another case involving this halacha. When do we say what cups of wine do and don't we say brachas on? And then after we deal with that, and we also talk about whether the halacha is like the Talmidim of Rav, then after that we'll get back to what happened between Rava and Rabbi Yaakov Abba. So the Gemara tells, Amema umazutra v'ravashi habu yasfi b'soda. One time these three Amoraim, Amema, Mazutra, and Ravashi, are all sitting at a soda. V'koyalai Rav Acha Brei D'Rava. Rav Acha Brei D'Rava was serving them as a waiter. Each of the three Amoraim who were sitting there at the table did something different. Amema Borech HaKokosa V'Kosa. Amema said a bracha HaGofen on each cup of wine that he drank throughout the meal, even during the meal itself. Umazutra Borech HaKosa Kama V'Akosa Basra. Mazutra said the bracha on the cup of Kiddush and on the cup after Birkas HaMazon, like Rava did before. And Rav Ashi, Borech HaKosa Kama V'Tuloi Borech, Rav Ashi said the bracha on Kiddush and then didn't say any more brachas after that on wine. So, Omalahu Rav Acha bar Rava. So Rav Acha bar Rava asks them, Aman Kaman Nevid. So we tell Midim, who should we follow? Which of your three opinions should we follow? Halacha Lamaisa. So Amema Omar. So Amema explained, from me, you can't necessarily learn that you should usually make a bracha on every cup of wine because Nimlach Ana, because I was Nimlach. Every time when I drank one cup, then okay, I made a bracha on it. Then I had Hesach Hadas. I was thinking maybe I'm not going to drink anymore. Then I ended up deciding, you know what, I will drink another cup. So therefore, I had to make a new bracha on it. That you have a concept. Aside from this matter of benching, in general, if you nimlach, if you decided you're not going to eat, if you decided to begin with when you made a bracha that you're only going to eat a certain amount, and then you changed your mind and decided to eat more, then you would need to make a new bracha. So it is over here. Now, actually, with a Suda, not really so much, because a Suda, it often happens that you start eating and then you decide it was a small Suda and you're going to turn it into a big Suda. But let's say you're just drinking wine, then you would have to make a separate bracha on each one because you're Nimlach. Tosfos points out he wouldn't have to make an after bracha after each one because those will all be covered eventually by Birkas HaMazon. This is also Negea La Halacha, by the way, on Pesach night. You have a machloikas whether should we be saying a bracha on each one of the Dalad Kosis. When you get down to it, I mean, we know to begin with we're going to be drinking Dalad Kosis that night. Why are we saying a separate bracha on each one? So there is actually an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that you would only say a bracha on the cup for Kiddush, the first cup, and the cup after Birkas HaMazon. Fine, like we're saying over here, because Birkas HaMazon is a hefzik, but not on the second and fourth cups. But then there's another point that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and this is how we do La Halacha, that there are reasons to say that you should say a separate bracha on each one. One of them being, because after all, each one is a mitzvah of its own. Each one has its defined place in the Seder, and therefore it has chashivos, and therefore it should have a bracha of its own. And also, of course, between the first and second, and between the third and fourth, you're saying quite a lot of stuff. You're saying magid, you're saying hallel, so therefore that kind of makes a hesach hadas. But we still say you don't make an after bracha after each one of them. You only make one. You only make one ala gefen at the end of the seder, because all of you, as Tosfos is saying over here, even if we're saying that you make a separate before bracha for each cup of wine, still you would just say one bara priya gefen at the end, and it would cover all of it. Okay. So Amema, in other words, is saying, so don't learn from me. I was nimlach. You can't necessarily generalize from that to anybody else. Mazutra Omar, not the Avdik Tamididirav. Mazutra says, I'm following what Tamididirav did. We just had the story with Rav Bruna and Rav Hananel and Rav Yeva Sava, where Rav Yeva Sava told them that once you said Havlon Venivrich, you're not allowed to drink anymore unless you make a bracha. So the same way, I benched, therefore I made another bracha. Rav Ashi Omar, less Hilchsa Ketamididirav. Rav Ashi says, no, the halacha is not like the Talmidim of Rav. So therefore, in other words, that you wouldn't say that Birkas HaMazon is considered Hesach Hadas. Even if you said we're going to bench, you'd still be able to continue drinking afterwards. Now, why is that? Rav Ashi says, I can prove to you, Yomtov Shechalias Achar Shabbos, V'Omer Rav Yachna. After all, we had this case before when Yomtov comes out on Matzoi Shabbos, and we're saying, and Rav is saying that you do one bracha on wine, and then it covers both Kiddush and Havdalah. So we see, therefore, says Rav Ashi, that you can have one cup of wine that will you don't not only you can have one cup of wine. Fine, we said in the Gemara before, Kiddush and Havdalah are considered basically one form of Kedusha, because we had yesterday, because after all, in Kiddush you're mentioning the holiness of Yom Tov, and in Havdalah also you're mentioning Kedushas Shabbos, the Kedushas Yom Tov Havdalta. So it's considered enough of one mitzvah that you can use one cup of wine for them. But the point is, Rav Ashi is saying, you see, you don't make the bracha hagofen twice. So you shouldn't, you don't need to make it twice, once for Kiddush and once for Havdalah. So the same thing that you shouldn't need for the cups of wine for Kiddush and for Birkas HaMazon, you shouldn't need separate brachas. Which means, in other words, Rav Ashi, so the Rashbam explains, Rav Ashi is saying, in effect, given that we know that Rav himself said Yakna, and here we have Rabbi Yeva Sava before also quoting in the name of Rav, then it would mean that Rav is contradicting himself. So how would we reconcile it? The answer is that Rav Ashi is saying, evidently, the halacha is not like what Rabbi Yeva Sava said in the name of Rav. Rather, the halacha is like what Rav said, that even when you have Kiddush and Havdalah, you're not making separate brachas on the wine. So then by the same token, when it comes to Kiddush and benching, you shouldn't need to make a separate bracha. But the Gemara says, Veloihi, that's not a valid comparison, Rav Ashi's comparison. Hosam oker daiti mimishtia, because after all, over there, he was oker his thoughts from drinking. He decided he's not going to drink anymore because he decided he's going to bench. So therefore, we say that when he changes his mind and wants to drink some more, then he needs a new bracha. Hocha like oker daiti mimishtia, whereas over here, and then in the case of Yayin Kiddush, Ner Havdalah, he never had any Akiras Das. He hasn't yet drunk the wine from Kiddush. He plans to drink it. So therefore there's no reason to say that you should have to make a separate bracha. So there's no comparison between the two cases, because in the case of Kiddush and Havdalah, in the case of Yak Nahaz, you haven't yet drunk, whereas over here you already drank for Kiddush, and now you were Masiach Das and decided you weren't going to drink anymore, and then changed your mind. So therefore, that means since we shlug up what Rav Ashi is saying, then therefore that means the halacha is obviously not like him. So therefore, we're left with the halacha is like Marzutra, which in turn means the halacha is like Rabbi Yeva Sava that said in the name of Rab. So the halacha is like that story of the Talmidim of Rab, after all, if you actually bench, then you do need to make a new bracha on the wine, which explains why you make a bracha on the wine after benching. And again, then you have the machlokas. What about, you have the various machlokas we're showing him about that. Whether that also applies to eating, and number two, whether you actually have to bench before you drink, or whether it's good enough to just make a new bracha bor priagofen and then drink. Okay, so now getting back to the story of Rava and Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba. So again, the first part of the story had nothing to do per se with Matzoi Shabbos. It so happened that Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba was there on a Shabbos, and that Rava had made a bracha on the wine before the meal. In this case, it was Shabbos, so the wine before the meal was Kiddush, and again on the wine after the meal for Birkas HaMazon. And Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba asked him about that, and we clarified this whole thing of what the din is in that case. By the way, as far as Rav Ashi's attempted proof from the fact that we say Kiddush in the order Yakna has, so again, we said that Rashi and the Rashbam explain that his point was, you see that you don't have to make Bor Priagofen twice on the same cup. Tosfos says, come on, where would you ever find that you make Bor Priagofen twice on the same cup, of wine? So no, Tosfos says is that maybe if we said that you would have to make separate brachas for each thing, then what we should have done is we should have put the wine at the end, so there's not a hefsik between the bracha bor priagofen and drinking it. Since we see that, then we see that the brachas of the brachas of Kiddush and Ner and Havdalah are not considered a hefsik. So therefore, Rav Ashi wanted to say the same thing should be true as far as benching, that it's not considered a hefsik. But we shlugged them up and we said there's a difference, because by benching you were Masiach Das, and here you weren't Masiach Das, and therefore there's no proof. Fine. Then continues the story, going back to Rava and Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba, ki motel avduli, when it came time, it was Motzei Shabbos, so Rava was going to make Havdalah, kom shame, so his servant got up, va'adlik avruka mishraga, and he lit a torch from a candle. So there was a candle burning over there, and the shamash, Rava's servant, lit a torch, a candle with more than one wick from that candle for Havdalah. Omale lomalech kulahai. So Rabbi Yaakov Abba asks him, why do you need to do that? Haman chashraga. You have a candle right there. You should be able to make the bracha, but you should make, be able to make the bracha bered ma'oda eish on that candle without needing the savuka. So Rava tells him, okay, the servant is doing it on his own. In other words, I didn't tell him to do that. That was his own idea. So Rabbi Yaakov Abba tells him, come on, that's not an excuse. If your servant hadn't been told that by you yourself, by you Rebbe, loy have ovid, he wouldn't have done it. So in other words, don't fob me off with an excuse that the Shamash just did that on his own. There has to be a reason why. Amalei, so Rava tells him the real reason. Loi savol amar avukol havdala mitzvah min amuvcher. Don't you agree, Rebbe, with what it says in a brisa that the mitzvah min amuvcher for havdala is to use a torch that has multiple wicks. So that's what I'm doing. Now, why didn't he tell them that in the first place? So one possibility is he didn't understand what the question was. Why he's b'chlal asking? So therefore, he just said the Shamash is doing whatever he wants. So that's one possibility why he didn't answer like that in the first place. Another idea they say is maybe with this and also with the previous one, where first like he gave him an answer that's not really true, and then afterwards he told him the true answer might be, in order to be mechabev the idea to him, like this, the fact that he had to ask about it and get an answer, which then he can object to, and then he's told the true answer, that makes this halacha much more precious to him, and it's something that he's much more likely to remember for the future. And the reason, by the way, the reason behind this idea of using a torch for Havdalah is because since we say the bracha borim ma'orei ha'esh, So we say the bracha in the plural. In fact, you have a machlokas in brachas between Bes Shammah and Bes Hillel, whether you say Shabarim Ma'ur Ha'esh or Barim Ma'urei Ha'esh, and Bes Hillel says Barim Ma'urei Ha'esh. Of course, that's what we do. And the reason is, the Gemara says over there, because a candle flame has many different colors in it. So therefore, you're saying Ma'urei Ha'esh over the different candles in it, but over the different colors in the flame. But nevertheless, also, because you're saying Ma'urei in the plural, therefore, it's better to use a torch which has multiple wicks. And that way you have like multiple flames joining together. And therefore, it's more appropriate to say Ma'urei Ha'esh on that. So the next part about what Rava did as far as the nusach of Havdalah, that will leave for tomorrow, Bez Hashem. The nusach of the bracha that he said for Am Abdul, that's going to be the third thing that Rav Yaakov Abba asked him about. That will leave for tomorrow, Bez Hashem.
Shekayach.
Baruch to you.